Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who keeps having the same reoccurring tangerine dream. Your host, Maceo.
All right, everybody, we're back. As I said, we got another special guest, and she's going to introduce herself and tell us how long she has been coming to camp and where she's from. Who are you?
I'm Laura Russell, and I'm from Burbank, California. And I've been coming to EHC for 27 years.
EHC questions. Are you ready?
Hope I can answer them.
Okay. What is your favorite EHC nighttime activity?
My favorite nighttime activity really is casino night.
Oh, so our listeners know, casino night is in the dining hall and we set up games. Do you know what games they set up?
Bingo's for one. I think roulette is the other one.
Yeah, and blackjack.
And blackjack.
Right. And what do you play?
Bingo.
You like the bingo.
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
yes.
You like the bingo. Okay. What is your favorite EHC meal?
Oh, God, there's so many of them.
You like the food here?
The food's great. Oh. I eat too much every year. gain weight every time I come up here.
Nothing like a good food at a good camp, right?
That's
so
right.
So can you narrow it down to one or two meals? Can you give us some favorite meals that you like?
I like the first night we usually have spaghetti, and I do love spaghetti. I'm Italian, right?
Nice.
Actually half Italian, so I'm into Italian food a lot.
Pasta, yeah?
Yeah, a lot of pasta.
Gotcha.
That's my problem.
Do you have a favorite EHC dessert?
I used to, but I'm not really into desserts.
Anymore, yeah?
Yeah, I kind of break away from it.
Cool, that's a good answer. I like that. All right, so another question. Most, and it can be a couple, but do you have a most memorable EHC staff member?
Oh, on a staff member, I think it was Jim. I think his name was Jim. It's been a while. He used to tease me a lot.
So he's memorable because he teased you a lot.
Yeah,
obviously.
I love
tease. What did he tease you about?
Well, me and basketball. He used to tease. He used to help in the basketball.
Gotcha.
And he used to tease me about trying to get it in the basket. And he said, "I gotta blindfold you if you keep getting it in the basket."
All right, Laura, good answer. You put some thought into that. We figured somebody out. Let's see. How about some food and beverage questions?
Okay.
You get to decide. You're going out with a big group of people to dinner. You get to decide where everybody is going to dinner. Where are you going to choose to go eat?
That's a hard question. Because where I live, there is Restaurant Row. So, I mean, just about every type of restaurant is within walking distance.
Gotcha. So you're just willing to go down there and eat? Is that
what
you're saying?
You got it.
Pick a spot, let's go eat?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do.
Our
hangout, a lot of times, because with New Year's, what we do at New Year's, we, me and a bunch of people, get together and we usually go to Harry's restaurant that's, you know, within walking distance.
Gotcha, yeah.
Because they're open 24 hours.
Oh.
We go to Harry's restaurant and hang out there, and then we come back and bring New Year's in at my condo.
Gotcha. That sounds like a good New Year's time.
We do. We have a good time.
How many people do you do that? Is it a small group? Five?
It is
five?
A small. I live in a two-bedroom condo, gotcha. So I kind of limit people.
Gotcha. But you have a good time.
We do.
All right. So that's a good answer. Let's see. Do you have a favorite food and beverage here? Or beer or wine?
If I had the choice, beer is out.
Beer
I'll
is
drink.
Out.
I'll drink wine over
drink
beer.
Wine. Will you drink liquor over wine?
No, I'll still take with it. I still like
have a little glass of wine.
Yes.
Okay, that's your preference. Okay, cool. I'm just curious. We're adults. I wanted to know what's going on. Okay, how about sushi or Indian cuisine?
I'm not into that.
Okay, that's the answer. There you go. How about McDonald's or Burger King?
Well, I got both of them with walking distance. So we go to either one.
All right, that's a good answer too. You're good at these questions. I learned something about you this morning through having a discussion with another camper that I had no idea about this certain little tidbit that I found out about you.
Okay.
So I'm gonna ask you a question about bowling.
Okay.
Do you bowl?
Yeah.
How often do you bowl?
Used to be once a week, and it's still once a week.
Are you part of a league?
Yes, right now I am.
What's your average score?
Right now I'm about 92.
92. Are you competitive?
Yeah.
Does bowling get you fired up?
Sometimes.
Okay. Question. Is it just ladies, or is it ladies and men?
It is mixed.
Mixed? Is it seniors?
Yeah, right now I'm on a senior group.
And are you the only visually impaired bowler?
No, we have about three or four.
Three or four of you.
Yeah.
And you're just visually impaired, right?
I have shadows.
Got you.
I can't tell what pins are up. I can't tell. I can't see the markings. I just go throw it and pray.
That was going to be my question, actually, is if you can see the marks on the floor or if you're throwing them at the pins or how that was working. But it turns out that you are just winging it and averaging 90s.
Yeah, I managed to keep it on the length.
Have you ever done three strikes in a row?
Yes.
Okay.
I've actually done five in a row.
Five in a row. That was going to be my next question. And finally, here's a question. What is your best score?
You won't believe it. I was pregnant with my oldest boy that's now 45. I was pregnant 7th month with him. I bowled a 203.
You were 7 months pregnant and you bowled a 203. Is that
yes.
what you told me? I just had to repeat that because I wasn't sure if that's what you said.
Yeah. No, wow. No, it wasn't 203. That was another time, Brad. Oh. I bowled a 232 or 233, something like that.
Okay.
That I never did again.
Okay. Well, that's, you should take your son bowling. Maybe he's good luck. all right. So do you play card games or board games?
I play both.
Both, yeah. So bowling and some card games and some board games. Do you have a favorite card game? Are you Canasta? Go Fish?
Uno.
Everybody loves Uno.
And maybe tonight we might play some Uno.
Tonight?
Someone brought the Uno cards.
Nice. I always like to play Uno or Jenga. Jenga's fun. All right, so are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Are you on Instagram?
No.
Are you on Twitter?
No.
Perfect. Are you Apple Music or Spotify? Right.
I would say Apple.
Apple Music, okay. What is your favorite sound?
Oh, favorite sound. Oh, I don't know.
Do you have a spirit animal?
I got a dog.
A dog? All right. What's your dog's name?
Her name is Dash.
Dash, and she is a?
Chihuahua mix.
Chihuahua mix.
You won't believe the mix.
What's the mix?
Chihuahua and German Shepherd. I know you don't believe me.
I don't. I had to stop and think about that for a minute. I need to see a picture of this dog.
I got it.
All right. So we're finally at the hard questions here at the end. Laura, are you having fun?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're doing great, answering great questions. I love it when people give answers that you don't expect. Those are the most fun answers to the questions. What would you rate 10 out of 10?
Well, I rate 10 out of 10?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's a hard one. You got me.
What's 10 out of 10? What do you love? Just this, you compare everything to that. 10 out of 10.
I'm going to put it, I just love getting up here and spending the week that we're here. That is what I love. I love it. Yes, this year was a little harder to get up here because I guess I'm getting older.
Sure, but it's still a 10 out of 10, isn't it?
You got it.
Any way you look at it.
That's right.
All right. One more question for you. This one is a good one for you. What would you like to tell all sighted people?
Oh, geez, you make it too hard. I have to think about this.
What do you want all sighted people to know?
Ooh, there's so many things. I could put it this way, that we can do just about anything you guys can do.
Good message. I like it. All right. We loved having you here, Everything EHC 2.0. I hope you had as much fun as I did. I hope you have a great rest of your session. This is only the first morning of the first day, so you've got so much more to look forward to, don't you?
That's true.
All right. So 10 out of 10, EHC, right?
Yes.
It is the place to be?
EHC is the place to be.
That's it. You said it right, Laura. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening, listeners.
Thank you.
To Everything EHC here at Maceo.net. Once again, I'm Maceo, your host. We got more coming up, so please stand by. Thanks, Laura.
Yeah, thank you.